From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Bedia reporting. A new ceasefire has taken hold in Yemen, with all sides promising to abide by it. The truce aimed at giving peace talks scheduled for April 18 in Kuwait a chance. Regional analyst Amin Saikal of the Australian National University says he believes the cessation of hostilities in Syria may have an impact on whether this latest truce holds.
That ceasefire seems to be holding to a large extent. And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen to give it a more serious go at this time.
Both the Saudi-led coalition backing the government and the Shia Houthi rebels have promised to adhere to the truce unless they are attacked. Fighting was reported in several areas as the hour for the ceasefire approached. The Houthis took over the capital Sana'a in 2014, forcing the internationally backed government of President Abu Mansur Hadi to flee to exile in Saudi Arabia before returning to the southern port city of Aden. A Saudi-backed coalition launched airstrikes against the Houthis last year and also sent in ground forces. Uncertainty in the Indian Ocean island nation of Madagascar, where the president has appointed the interior minister as his new prime minister. On Friday, the president's office said Prime Minister Jean Ravalomanarivo and his cabinet had resigned, but the prime minister said he did no such thing. Sunday, President Ari Rajaonarimampian named Solonan Drasana Olivier Mahafali as the new prime minister, amid calls for quicker action to address the country's problems in the wake of its 2009 coup, including power cuts, rampant unemployment, and a weak economy. This is VOA News.